I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we're very happy to have John Mark Nelson returning to our studio, and he's got a band with him as well, and thanks for making it, guys, even though I hear you hit snow on the way up, John.
Yes, that is in fact true. We were driving up, and we saw snowfall on October 3rd. That is, it's a shame.
Now, about what, where, I want to know if it's coming, because
what mile marker was that, guys?
Any town, Hinckley, or...
Remember? Yeah, it's about halfway between Minneapolis and Duluth.
All right, well, hopefully it stays down there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. You were here about a year ago, John, and we got to meet you for the first time. And boy, what a year it's been since then. You put out your latest album, and you've been a busy guy, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But first, I want to let people know about your show tonight. You're playing at the Rex in Duluth, right, with Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals.
Mm-hmm.
And doors open at 9, show starts at 10.
Yep.
Let's hear a song, and then we'll come back and we'll find out what you've been up to.
Awesome.
Since last year.
We're going to start off with a tune called Rain Comes Down. All right.
Strength in my own hand, I can stand, I can stand.
John Mark Nelson live from Studio A, and sounding great. Now, that one, your new album, Sings the Moon, that came out earlier this year, was that one on there?
It was not. That's actually a new one? That's actually a tune from the record we put out two years ago.
Oh, okay. Previous one.
So it's a I guess you could call it an oldie.
2 years old.
Yeah.
Well, so tell me about, why don't you introduce the band that you've got with you today?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally honored to be playing with this lineup here. On the drums, we've got Mr. Alex Young, who is actually a UMD grad. How about that?
Nice.
How about that?
Welcome back, Alex.
And on bass, Mr. Josh Fink. On guitar, Steve Bosmans. And joining me on vocals, and she's going to play keyboard tonight, but we couldn't fit it in the room here, is Cara Loudon. And it is her birthday today. So
happy birthday, Cara.
So that's fun.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Now, do you play regularly with the group, or I kind of heard the rhythm section might be kind of hired guns for the weekend?
Yeah, we got some hired guns. I'm really fortunate that in the Twin Cities there's a lot of really, really great players on a lot of great instruments. So the John Mark Nelson band has taken a lot of different forms, and it kind of has a nice open door to it that when people can't make it, there's lots of other great folks that it's an honor to have them join us. So this isn't exactly the classic lineup, but I don't know if we really have a classic lineup. We've played with so many different configurations, but it's a total joy to play with this group.
Well, wonderful. And it sounds great. So last time you were here, you had not put out the album yet, and you were talking about you were kind of in the middle of making it.
Yep.
And you actually, you know, your musical history was kind of interesting because you did a lot of music at home and home recording, and then people from the current down in the Twin Cities kind of pushed you and got you out performing more, it sounds like.
Yeah. I really didn't have... being a singer-songwriter on the docket for my life, really, until I had put together some recordings for fun as kind of a side hobby, and I shared them with some friends and kind of kept getting really encouraging and exciting feedback from people, and then I kind of realized, wow, I guess this is something I'm doing. I guess this is something I'm pursuing. And so I really attribute that to a lot of friends and family and people that pushed me and said, you know, hey, I think this is something that is adding value to your life, and we support that, and we think you should go for it. And so I kind of stumbled into this.
And when you were here last year, you know, you'd kind of been doing it, like kind of the performing part more for a year, and you were getting more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. So now that you're a year on farther, how is that going for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think the more I get to circle back into these communities where we haven't done as many shows as we're, you know, in Minneapolis, it's fun because we're starting to make connections and get to know people and get more comfortable with playing live. And I feel like every day that goes by, I'm meeting new people and learning new exciting things that hopefully just add to who I am as a person, and hopefully excite me to continue to create and get inspired from all the awesome stuff that other people are doing. So being able to travel and play shows and meet new people has been a very nourishing thing for me. And I'm constantly excited and humbled by it. It's such a fun thing to do.
And how about the onstage part of it?
The onstage?
Do you feel pretty confident with that? I mean, and you used to be a percussionist, right?
Yeah.
A drummer. So
yeah.
Where you're kind of hiding behind stuff.
Yeah.
And now you're not quite as hidden.
I think I'm getting there. I'm a very introverted person. I think given the choice of going out and playing a show and sitting in the dark and listening to records, I would probably choose the sitting and listening to records. But I think it's been good for me to sort of be pushed, because I think left to my own devices, I sort of just sit around and noodle and make recordings that no one ends up ever hearing. So I think for people to be like, hey, you should get out, you should play these, you should make albums, instead of just endless hard drives full of you noodling, I think it's been a good challenge for me. And I think it's something that I'm working towards, but certainly have never arrived, or will never arrive, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for introverted people, sometimes it can be difficult to push yourself. But then once you do, you feel great. I think that's true.
I think maybe that's true of specifically introverts. But yeah, I've definitely found that just if you kind of step up to the plate and force yourself into something, I think you kind of look back later and you're like, oh, I'm glad I did that. I think it would have not been as meaningful if I would have just kind of stayed in my comfort zone and not branched out and not tried something new.
Mm-hmm. So when you were here before, you were talking about, you know, you had the album that was in the works. And did you end up releasing it yourself?
Yep. So that was an independent release. And it came out in June of this past year. And it's been just a real joy to be playing some of those songs and to get feedback from people that have listened to the record. And it was a really great learning experience for me. And I'm really excited about what the future holds and continuing to play from that record and now that the record came out and it's been out for a while, you know, start to have ideas formulating again on what we want to do next and how we want to change and grow. And yeah, it's a good place to be in.
Mm-hmm. How much touring did you do after the record came out?
Well, because the record came out in late June, it was kind of coming right up into summer, which is usually kind of a quieter time for getting out. And so what I was able to do, which was really fun, is right after the record came out, I got invited out to play a string of solo shows in the UK. So I got to go to London with an organization called So Far Sounds that I'd done some work for. And so that was really fun. It was like literally the day after the CD release show, I hopped on a plane and spent 2 weeks in London and got to go to France. And that was really, really fun. And then we played a few local shows kind of as the fall came on. And now that the fall is here, we'll be out on the road a fair amount. We're doing this run and then a run to Madison and Chicago. And then we just picked up, I think, a week of dates with touring opening up for Horse Feathers. And we'll be doing kind of the full Midwest with them. And so we're kind of hitting the road a little bit after the fact, but feels really good to get out and start to play these songs and start to develop as a band. It's really fun.
And who's the band that's going to go out with you?
Sort of a variable of this again. Steve and Cara will be out with me, and then we'll be bringing back the classic rhythm section, which is Nate Babbs and Benjamin Kelly.
Okay. And so tell me about So Far Sounds. What's that organization?
So So Far is an organization that started in London, and it's an organization that curates these kind of tailor-made concert experiences. So they sort of were one of the pioneers of what if we took music away from the loud hassle of going out to a club and seeing a show, and we make these tailor-made concerts for homes, and we invite, you know, just certain people, and people are quiet and they listen, and the artists come and are treated well, and it's more of an acoustic kind of stripped back thing. And they started this idea in London, and it just really captured people's attention and took hold really quickly. And so they've since branched out. The company was only started, I think, in 2010 or 2011. And now it's a global organization. So there's a So Far headquarters in almost every major city. And so I was invited to do a So Far show in Minneapolis. And then about a year later was contacted by So Far. And they said, we're picking 14 So Far artists that have done a show from around the world and asking them to write a song for us. And then we're doing our first ever So Far album. And so that was a great privilege in and of itself. And then I wrote the song for them and the album came out, and then they invited me out to London to play the tune and to kind of meet some of the people in the organization and to play some shows with them, which was really, really fun.
So you got to do some of those So Far shows.
Yep.
And so how many people in and out? Is this like a house concert, what we would call a house concert?
Yeah, it's their model works where sometimes it is in a house, sometimes it could be in an art center, sometimes it's on the roof of a building. You know, it's all these different spaces that work for the time being. So one of the ones I did in London, for example, was actually at the founder of the organization's home outside of London. And there was maybe 75 people there crammed into this kind of big living room, which is really, really fun. And I found that those concerts sometimes have a much more meaningful and intimate connection with the people that are there than up on a stage with bright lights and loud sound. And you kind of all go your way at the end of the night. But those kind of shows to me are really relational. And I like that. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
Cool. We're going to do sort of the single from the record that came out this June. The record's called Sings the Moon, and the song is called Boy.
So so complete, so read deeply for the life in which you ache. Grateful heart and helpless mind that reels with every chance you take. Never take me far away, hide me from your love, wake to call your name. And when you slow down, surely say, yeah, I know. Blowing in the wind, there's a voice that calls my name. Don't fear, your life, boy, grow and change.
John Mark Nelson, live from Studio A, and that's one from his newest album, Sings the Moon. Tell me about that one and the inspiration behind that, John.
The tune or the record?
That song.
That song. That song, for me, is kind of about growing up and kind of finding out who you are in the world. And for me, the memory of my childhood is sort of I think my childhood played a very formative role on why I enjoy making music so much and why I like to create things and tell stories and stuff. And I think there's just like a really beautiful and unique way that I think a child sees the world. And I think as we get older and become adults, we lose that. And so I think I wanted to write a song that sort of explored, like, knowing what we know now as adults, like, what would it look like to see the world the way we saw it as a child again? And that was kind of a fascinating idea to me. And so that's kind of what that song explores through my own personal experience of being a kid.
Okay. Well, and then since you said the record, what about the record? What's the, is there kind of a theme flowing through that for you?
So it's a pretty...
And there are kind of like little vignettes in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the songs, but you have some little interludes.
Yeah, so I wanted the record to feel very much like kind of one piece of music. So when you throw it on or throw it in the car, it kind of just plays itself. It doesn't feel like very distinct sort of thoughts, but kind of one cohesive thought. And so I think the rough way that I saw it in my mind is almost like sort of a linear walk through my own life, you know, starting songs kind of describing my own childhood and my experience with that and sort of seeing the world that way. And then towards the middle of the record, it sort of shifts to where I am now and kind of things I'm learning now and dealing with now. And then the back portion of the record almost forecasts into what I imagine my own life might look like years from now. And so I wanted to make kind of this linear, almost a soundtrack to maybe what the, kind of this whole human experience is all about, and just explore some of those questions that I think we all wrestle with at the various seasons of life. So
well, now I want to go back and listen again with that in mind. I'm going on this little journey.
Not at all an ambitious theme. Yeah.
Well, and I know that you're, as you were saying, you're still you're touring behind this album, and you're this is kind of your main project right now. But have you had new ideas kind of bubbling through, and new songs or anything?
Yeah, our third song is play a new one. So we wanted to share something
Great.
New with you guys. We haven't really played. I think we played it for the very first time last weekend. So we're gonna try that out. But yeah, I've been writing a lot. I kind of am addicted to writing, so constantly writing stuff. And then I'm starting to collaborate more, which I haven't done a whole lot of. So writing with other people, getting involved with other people about with their music, and it's been really fun. I think it's really healthy to be both working on what you are excited about, but then also be collaborative and be inspired by others and give what you know how to give to other people and also receive what they know how to give.
So working on other people's projects or them working on songs that you're probably going to put out?
Some of both.
Okay.
So like in the past, if I was writing a song, I wouldn't show it to anyone until it was 100% done. You know, I would play every instrument and everything. And I've kind of burnt that model out. And so now I'm very much more open to strumming an acoustic guitar and maybe putting a basic drum beat behind it and then saying like, well, I'd love to have like Steve come in and play guitar or have Kara come in and sing. And then maybe that'll push it into a new domain. And then, you know, just opening myself up to not having to be a control freak about everything. Cause I think I have that tendency.
Well, that's great that you're starting, you know, you're pretty early on in your career. So it's good that you're kind of learning that lesson now. It takes some people a long time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about all, but I'm trying to work at some of the selfish tendencies I have when I make music.
Now, is there anybody that you've kind of observed that has kind of been a model for that for you, that you see how they work, or is it just something that you've experienced yourself?
I think a big step in that direction happened for me making this last record, which I co-produced with a guy in Minneapolis named Matt Patrick, who owns a wonderful studio called The Library. And a lot of great Minnesota artists and other artists have tracked there. Jeremy Messersmith has done tracking there, and The Pines, and he, I think, has been a big mentor to me, and has shown me opened up a lot of doors in my mind that I think I needed to open. And so I think my approach to making music post making a record with him is very different than it was pre making a record with him, and I'm really grateful for that.
Okay. Well, let's hear that song, the new one.
Yeah, this is a brand new tune, and it's called 100 Orchards.
There are colors all around, but they are passing you by. Every moment soon to decide. Every longing that you will not fill. Every rising sun. Seen with my eyes 100 orchards rise, growing tall from the seeds that you have sown. And will you look, will you see, will you follow me to the field where you gave your life?
That is John Mark Nelson and band live from Studio A, and a new one, maybe on your next album, huh?
Yeah, probably.
All right. And again, they are playing tonight at the Rex in Duluth. Show doors open at 9, show starts at 10. Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals will be opening up. Thank you so much, John.
It's such a pleasure. We love it here.
Great. Well, we love having you. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. Check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions. Go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.